Let's see. So this is about touching basics, and touching is such an important part of our world right now, even though we're not with so many people. But we can touch ourselves with our thoughts. So that's a pretty comforting thing for me to entertain. And we can give ourselves time, and that's another way of tuning in to what our needs are. So I'd like to begin by taking a literal 1 minute pause. And in that pause, I'd like us to practice having three clear intentions. The first one is to sense whatever you're contacting. Whatever part of the chair, the floor, whatever you're touching, it could even be your own skin. The second thing is to hear whatever sounds you're hearing. I've got construction in my neighborhood right now, so I can hear that. Everything's not always perfect. And then the third thing is to just be curious about where you are moving in your body in terms of your breathing. What are you noticing? Without judgment, just know that when you can tune in to the movement of breathing without manipulating it, it's just a good sign that you're alive. Okay, so we want to have fun with how we observe ourselves. So let's everybody take a 1 minute pause, and I have a second hand here, and I'm going to guide your awareness after a minute pause. And all you have to do is follow. You don't have to know where we're going. If you can let go of any expectations you might have. It's not about doing anything right. I would say that learning the Alexander technique is about being more comfortable with who you are inside and out. Okay? So this is not about getting anything right. So in our 1 minute pause, let's practice cycling through, shifting your awareness to where you're making contact with the world, what you're hearing, and noticing where the movement of your breath is. And I'd like to invite us all just to close our eyes for 60 seconds, and I will keep track of the time sort of intuitively, and I'll look at the clock as well. So if we can begin right now and just let our eyes close. And before we open our eyes, I'd like to guide you to shift your awareness to your two hands and your two feet. You might find that you can feel your two hands first and then shift to your two feet. And then you might have lost awareness with your two hands. And go ahead and shift back to your two hands. And then shift your awareness back to your two feet. Can you feel the temperature or the texture of what you're touching? And I'm just going to ask whoever's joining to go ahead and mute your microphone. So we're sensing our two hands and our two feet and the surfaces that they're making contact with. Now let's include the bottom of your pelvis. And allow your awareness to move in a way that a plant grows up to the sun, and the awareness is going to include all the space within your spine and all the space around your spine. And just begin to shift your awareness upwards and begin to imagine where the top of the spine is. Many of you already know that, but maybe some of you haven't thought about it before. So just give yourself that time to imagine where the top of your spine is. And I'd like to guide you all the way up under the deep part of your skull, in between your ears and behind your nose. And letting that awareness know that that's where your head is balancing on top of the spine and your head is free to move. Your head is free to balance. And I'd like to guide your awareness out your ears now. We could call that ear awareness. So I like to have fun when I teach. Allow the awareness to move out your ears into the peripheral space. And see if your shoulders listen to that spaciousness and allow a little ease between the two of them. And see if that spaciousness in between your shoulders allows for your breath to feel like it has more room to move. You might notice that the breath changes a little bit when you begin to let your peripheral space open up. Now let's see what happens when we send our awareness out our shoulders and continue downward through the arms. Continuing through the open elbows, the joints of the wrists open into the palms of your hands and all the way through your fingertips. And now we have arrived once again at our hands, at the contact they're making. So go to the feet again and see if you can begin to let that be a pattern of awareness that you can play with. Your four paws. And see if you can automatically begin to associate from that contact, the contact of your pelvis at the chair. Allowing now your awareness to rise up in that spaciousness within the spine and around the spine, all the way through the neck, going right behind the nose and in between the ears where the head balances freely on top of your spine. Now this time I'm going to ask you to go up to the eyes. So we're letting that sense of length go up to your eyes. And I'd like for you to imagine the visual pathway of light. Some of you might already know what that is, but I'm just going to guide you through it so that you can experiment with that. The light comes in through your eyes. Well, right now it's coming through your eyelids. And it's collected at the inner back curved wall of your eyeballs, called the retina. Think of those retina as solar panels that are receiving light, and they channel that light back through the optic nerves. It doesn't even matter if you know what your optic nerves are, but they connect you to your brain, back and up into your brain. So begin to just be curious about that visual pathway of light. so that when we now very gently and slowly open our eyes, we can see the screen, we can see the people on the screen, and we can receive the images without having to go forward into the space to see or connect. So we're receiving the images back and up, allowing the head to balance on top of the spine without effort. How many of you have ever found your head going into the screen? Just raise your hand. So if we play with the reality, it happens so quickly that the light comes back and up into our brain. That can be a really beautiful and fun way to rebalance your head on top of your spine. So we're just playing with something that's real, but something that's so fast that we just can't hold it. Well, we don't want to hold it. We want to let it live in us. So we receive the light and we receive balance from that light. So I'm really happy to be able to share with you the ways that I play with how I get myself out of all the traffic jams that I find myself in. Just back away and let the light come in, let it come back and up into your brain, and I can see from way back here. So how many of you, how do I want to ask this question? I'm going to see if I can see more people. Let's see. Full screen. All right. How many people have never thought about where your head and your neck meet? Anybody? I see one person. Let me go to the other page. And can anybody raise their hand again? Of course, there's some people that aren't visual. So there might be some of you that have never thought about where that place of balance is. So I'd like to just give you an image. And for those of you that already know this, this will just be a review of what you already know. So a little visual support as I find my images here. Let's see. So as I am finding my images, can you be aware of your two hands and your two feet? Can you be aware of your spine, the space of your spine releasing up to where your head balances at the very top? So I think I'm going to show you this image. And you're going to let me know if you can see it. Okay, can you see that image? Yes, thumbs up? Okay, so let's just honor what is real in our body. And as you see that spine, look at how high up it comes, and look at how the jaw is much lower than the top of the spine. And I'd like us all to bring our hands together and just rub them. Just get them nice and warm. And then bring one hand around the back of your neck, looking at that image and using your thoughts as you see how long your neck is. It's not divided, it's connected to your whole spine. So as you're feeling the warmth and the curve of the back of your neck, you can now receive that image, that information of how long your spine is, all the way to the tailbone. And bring the other hand to the top of your head and sense that warmth and sense the curve. Again, imagining the spine and its length coming up from the bottom under the skull. Slowly allow your hands to fly away as if they're drones out to the side space, and let them land on your lap. They're moving, they're powered by themselves. You're just going to find their flight. They're landing on your legs. Now, how many of you have a sense of awareness where your hands were. Is there anything lingering? Okay, I see one hand raised. I see a couple hands raised. So when we begin to have clear thoughts to imagine, and we can give ourselves a little bit of reminders of how we're connected and just feeling our own touch, we can enliven that connection through the length of our spine all the way up to our head. So I'm going to end the share. And again, can we remind ourselves that we're receiving the images back and up so that the temptation to go towards the screen, we notice it, we release it, we come back and up to balance once again. So, Now what I'd like for you to do is to begin to look in your room, the space that you're in, and find something that you love, whether it's a color, an object, or the light. Connect with something that you love, something that has meaning for you. And when you pick that image or that thing, sense your two hands and your feet. See if you can stay connected with what you love and have the awareness of your two hands and your two feet and your spine moving up to balance the head on top of your spine. Can you allow your eyes to find something else in the room that you are attracted to and just begin to practice merging what you love, what your heart space feels in your body, with your ability to go through your extremities, through the length of your arms and the length of your legs, to your feet and your hands. And then to continually honor that length coming right up through the torso where your head is balancing. Being able to connect with what we love and also connect to what we have within us is a skill. And being able to connect with what we have inside us when things around us are not going so well is a skill. So I really want to offer you repeatable thoughts and actions that you will be able to take into your life and bring into the moment, whether or not you're connecting with what you love or whether you're dealing with something that's very challenging. So I want to check in with you. How many people have found something positive about expanding your awareness in this pattern of two hands, two feet, up the spine to the balancing head? Anybody? So Julia, why don't you share what you, if you unmute yourself, share what you're experiencing.
Yeah, I was looking at a candle that I really like, and I remembered that my sister and her boyfriend gave it to me, so I thought of them, and I found that I was able to connect with that while still feeling my feet on the ground and my hands in my lap. And that was really nice because I tend to lose myself sometimes in all different sorts of things. So yeah, that was my experience.
Thank you. That was very nice to hear someone else has an experience they would like to share. And I'll have to go through to the other page. Anybody, just raise your hand if there's something you would like to share. No one on that page. Okay, so Cass, what would you like to share?
My experience was one of both mindfulness and the energy being produced in my mind, body, and spirit, along with my object of choice.
Okay, thank you. So I have this practice which is related to connecting things that feel good. And there's this TED Talk, and if you're interested in the details, I'll send it to you, but I don't have it prepared right this second. There's a TED Talk that talks about the negativity bias that we are programmed to have just for survival. And the bit of information that I gleaned from this talk is that it takes 17 seconds to connect with positive thoughts in a way that actually hacks that negativity bias. So I play a little game where I start to connect with the things that make me smile, or things that have meaning, or memories of my cat doing something really funny, or a joke, or just holding a newborn baby. And anything that brings a smile to you, just notice and feel that the lips become a little smile bowl. And I like to make offerings for 17 seconds into that smile bowl, knowing that I am doing something to my brain that helps me consciously connect with what is in my heart, so that this body of mine is not just a skeleton and muscles, but it's a living, breathing, loving organism. And when I fill my smile bowl, I make offerings for 17 seconds, that really helps me shift from whatever is going out there that is just hard to handle. So I'm wondering what it would be like if maybe you've already started filling your smile bowl, but I'm just gonna see what 17 seconds is like, and see if it's possible for you to appreciate something, or more than one something, for 17 seconds if we begin right now. Okay, that was 17 seconds. So did you have more than one thought? Raise your hand. How many thoughts did you have that you could fill? Ruth had one, and you maintained it for 17 seconds? Nice. You had two, Julia. Melody had four. Yeah. You had one. I can't see your name.
Dora.
Okay, Dora. Okay, great. So these are all little things that I do that don't take much time. And the way you begin to form new habits is you have something so simple and easy that takes less than 5 minutes for you to play with. And you do that 3 times a day. And then you begin to connect with the things and within yourself, what we practice with the two hands and the two feet, and honoring that length of your spine and the balancing of your head. That becomes something that you value, and you slip into an action that's already a habit. Okay? So what I'd like to do, I just saw the baby, Tiffany's baby. So that just filled my smile bowl. Whenever I'm out in public and I see kids, it's just automatic smile offerings. And it just helps so much. So what I'd like to do now, let's see. I've already gone a little bit off course, so I have given myself permission to just reconnect. And what I'd like to do is to stand now. Have you all stand? And it's not so important that I see everybody, but just make it so you can, probably so you can see me, but can you still hear me?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Let me see if I can stand in such a way that I don't cut off my head. Now you might notice that I have things that make me smile in my room. They bring back memories. They're things that surround me that help me connect with my space in a way that speaks to my heart. Yeah, I might as well show you things like this, you know. I got this at a yard sale, and it's this beautiful toy that, of course, I can put the head way up here, and I can make the neck really long, but it's something that makes me smile that I live with. So is it possible, as you're standing, to practice what we've already played with? The awareness of our two hands and our two feet. And is it possible for you to imagine the bottom of your pelvis without the chair being there? And then let your awareness shift up that space of your spine. And you know, the spine is curved and breathable. It's not straight. So give yourself a whole thought of the space in the spine and the space around the spine, and you'll be including all those curves. And can you imagine that it goes all the way up behind the soft part of your nose and in between your ears while you're standing? Now, can you think of any situation where you might have to stand for a while, waiting in line, waiting for a red light when you're walking a busy street? Is it possible for you to say, okay, here's my practice, my two hands and my two feet, bottom of my spine all the way up to my head? And let's say we even go out the ears into the peripheral space, so our vision opens into the softness of the whole environment. And your shoulders have a little reminder that they can ease away from each other so that your breathing and your heart space aren't crowded, but they're there, front and back. So I'd like to play with a little bit of awareness of the feet on the ground. And many of you already know this, but even if you do, I get benefit when I think about this, even though I've been teaching for 25 years. So we can all just play with it together and begin to imagine your feet as tripods, having three points of contact: the inner ball of your foot, the outer ball of your foot, and your heel. And I'd like to consciously move my weight so that I'm shifting, and I'll turn a little bit to the side, so that I'm shifting to the front of my foot, and I know what I'm doing. I can feel the muscles in my body helping me not fall over. And yes, as you practice this with me, you can probably feel in your body where the muscles are working. Now, I want to let go of all that work and just return somewhere in the middle of my foot, somewhere in the middle between the ball of my foot and the heel of my foot. So again, I'm going to shift and feel my muscles doing their job, and then I'm going to release them and just let there be a little momentum that takes you back to a balancing, living sensation where your ankles are free. Your ankles are not tight. You could even do a little boogie if you wanted, because your ankles, your knees, and your hips are not trying to brace you to stand. Now let's do the opposite. Let's just go back and onto our heels without going so far that you fall. But you can feel in your body, you can register that the muscles are helping you not fall. And that's energy. So decide to let go of that and return somewhere in the middle. And you might feel a little momentum taking you into a a balance, an even distribution of the weight between the balls of your feet and the heels. And let's do it again, just letting the weight go back on the heels, feeling exactly what you're doing in your muscles, knowing your intention is to then return to an even balance. You let go of that work and you return to your feet, evenly distributing the weight between those three points at your foot. Now, what happens when you remember the bottom of your spine and go up that, send your awareness up that spaciousness of where your spine lives, all the way up under your head? So we're waking up the bottoms of your feet and this breathable, movable relationship where your head is free to turn and connect and move. Okay, so just take a little walk around the room before you bring your chair back and sit back in the chair. Have a sip of water. Okay. Now, what we're playing with is an even distribution of our awareness that is reflective in our body. So when our body can listen to our thoughts, it's a way of touching ourselves with our thoughts. So does anybody have anything they want to share about their experience? And I'll just say, people who haven't spoken yet, is there anybody that would like to say anything about what that was like or any questions? So Julia, if no one else raises their hand, I will call on you, but let me just go to the other page. Anybody would like to speak about their experience? Okay. So was there anybody else besides Julia? Okay, Julia, go for it.
Yeah, when you said that you don't need to like brace your legs and your feet to hold you up, I felt all of these muscles in my thighs and butt and knees and ankles just kind of release into the ground. And it was just the idea of like gravity is holding me up and I don't need to work that hard to stand. And that was really nice.
Great. So what Julia's speaking to is this amazing relationship we have with Earth. When we connect, and if you think about, the grounded outlet in the electrical situation, the three points, that's grounded. Well, just think about your feet as connecting into Earth, and you're actually receiving electricity. You're receiving the energy of the Earth, and if you're awake and you honor that main channel that delivers every single thing from your brain to your body, which would be called your spine, if you honor that flow and direction upwards to this beautiful balancing act where all your senses are helping you be in this world, then you begin to be in agreement with us being human on this earth. You're letting yourself not be oppressed by gravity, but it's actually just helping you not fly off into space. It's just meeting you at the top. And the energy from the earth is sending you up. So that's not an effortful thing that happens, the up. It's just the way it is. How many people can think of something that they do to prevent that from happening? Anybody? Melody, what would you like to say?
Well, I do a lot to prevent that from happening. A whole lot.
Well, just pick one.
I worry.
Okay, worrying. Does everyone relate to that? And worrying actually puts a damper on this thing that's in us that's actually there all the time, but we're just kind of shutting it down. So if you think of it as a rosebud, and all you need to do is your awareness can be the water. You're going to water the plant, And the sun is there, whether you believe it or not, it's there. And just allow that rosebud to open. Once you give it the awareness and return to its natural state, you can begin to be in dialogue with yourself. But with yourself in relationship to the bigger world and the constant support that the earth provides, and the chair, as long as it's not broken. I've sat on a broken chair before. So basically what we're doing is we are tuning into the moment to recognize the worry habit, and that might be a way for you to start filling your smile bowl and shift from the information that you got by being present in the moment and making a conscious decision to shift in another direction. So we were kind of playing with, you know, knowing what we're doing, we're shifting to the front of the foot and deciding we want something else. We want to return to balance. We return to balance, there's energy there that supports us. We lean back, we know exactly what we're doing. We're practicing to say, I want to return to balance. Let that energy bring you there. You're not muscling yourself around to be right. You're returning to what you already have within you. So let's just take this into an activity. And let's see, I'm going to move my chair. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question about the activity we just did.
Yes.
When we tried this out first in the sitting position, so, and when you asked us to feel the space in and around the spine, so my concentration or my focus was again and again going to the pain which I am feeling in the lower spine.
Okay.
And I was not able to enjoy that experience.
Okay.
Although when I did it standing up, it was much better because, you know, the focus shifted to the weight of the body, which was, you know, like, which was occupying more of my attention.
Mm-hmm.
But how do I overcome that in the sitting position?
Okay, well, you've already answered yourself in a way because you said you shifted your attention to the delivery of the weight to the earth. So you shifted your awareness away from the pain and you received some support that helped you become more whole. So when we have one part of us that's screaming in pain, that's the message for us to play with images and thoughts that remind us that our spine is one whole spine. And when you're standing, that might be a little bit easier for you to let that happen. So actually, maybe this will help what we're going to do next. So you always have the choice to focus on what's hurting or to focus on what feels good. And it's just a practice. So you just stay awake and you hear the conversation you're having with yourself, and you can go, just step back and listen to them talking. I'm hurting, I'm hurting, I'm hurting. Well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Well, go to your two hands and your two feet and let your awareness expand in all directions and not just in the one spot. So now when we sit, let's see if we can find a way to think of a tripod awareness when we're sitting. And let's say, because sitting, sometimes the spine can feel a bit crunched, right? So let's say the sitting tripod awareness would be your 2 feet. So everyone just wiggle your 2 feet and feel the connection. 1, 2, and then 3 would be the bottom of your pelvis. Okay, so it's a three-dimensional tripod. Now bring your hands to the top of your pelvis And just know that if we were to play with a similar shifting of weight, that our pelvis can rock on the sit bones and rock forward. You can sense your 2 feet and the contact at the chair at the same time. Now just let that come back to more of an upright. You can shift backwards. Know exactly what you're doing. Feel your 2 feet and the bottom of your pelvis, your tripod, and then just let that return to a vertical. So we're acknowledging the freedom of movement in the hip joints as we come forward. We return to an upright balance. We go backwards again without grabbing in the hip joints, but actually kind of celebrating that they're round and free to kind of rock and roll. I mean, if you think about it, what rhymes with pelvis?
Elvis.
So you're sitting here and you have your Elvis pelvis, and you also have this spine that's curved and has all these joints that are more like a seaweed spine. And it's all one, it's connected. So even when you have that pain in your back, if you begin to remind yourself of the length and the breathability of your spine, and even have an attitude that your spine is more like a seaweed spine, that you have this base of your awareness of 2 feet and the bottom of your pelvis, but you have this freedom that you get to play with. Now, walk your sit bones all the way back to the back of the chair. And you're perfectly welcome to sit this way, but just know that you're sitting that way. And you're perfectly able to sit and walk your sit bones to the edge of the chair. So we're waking up that base support at the torso. So everyone move to the front of the chair, and again, practice having that awareness of the 1, 2, and 3. And then guess what? The seaweed spine and the top of the head, free to move. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of movement with my right heel, and I'll do it first, or you could follow me if you want. You're going to slide the right heel out into the space and let yourself sense the back of your leg muscles under the foot. At the same time, you're sensing the muscles coming up the spine and around the crown of your head. So you're waking up your awareness in two directions. You're sliding the leg out with the heel beginning that movement, and you're thinking up the spine to the balancing of your head. Now, slowly slide the heel back, but think of the knee going forward so that you're not bringing the knee and jamming it into your hip joint. So again, it's possible to go slowly enough that you can slide your heel back and then send your awareness through the length of that thigh bone out the knee. Now, how many people feel a difference between the right leg and the left leg? Anybody? Okay, I see Ruth. I'm pretty far away, but okay. So that was your showing up in the moment and having a conscious thought about where you were in space and what direction you wanted to play with. Okay? So now we'll do the same thing with the left heel. You're going to slowly slide it out, appreciating the length along the back line of the leg and under the foot as you think up the spine and around the crown of your head. For some reason, and I don't know if this is a good image for everyone else, but for me it is, I kind of think of a boomerang. It's like, yeah, I'm going out this way and I'm going up this way and I'm still movable. I mean, I'll return to myself if I throw myself out. I'll come right back, and I also like to have fun, so I don't know if anybody got that joke, but anyway, out the leg and up the spine. It's this beautiful opposition, and you're just playing with your thoughts. So now we get to consciously slide the heel back and think of this long, the longest bone in our body going forward out the knee joint as the heel comes back. So we've just woken up the length through our legs and the length through our spine in a relationship that, how many of you could imagine this would be helpful in some activity that you do every day? Anybody? So go ahead and unmute and someone, let's see. I see Cass's hand. Who else raised their hand? Lynn. Okay, so Lynn, why don't you share and then Cass. And Lynn, you have to unmute yourself.
Well, when I'm sitting and as eating a meal or at the computer or practicing an instrument, yes, it's I like very much that very simple one side and then the other side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Yeah, and Cass, what would you like to say? You have to unmute. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
I am 90% of the time in a wheelchair, but I can still move the legs of the wheelchair out of my way and come to the edge of the wheelchair and do the same things. So throughout my 90% of the day, the other 10% I sleep and I don't know what I do.
Uh-huh. Well, and did you find that you felt safe enough to extend the leg out and to think up the spine at the same time?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's really great because you really want to inhabit your whole body even if you're immobile in some way. And if you couldn't move your leg, you could still think through your leg and think up your spine at the same time.
I have done that. I have been bedridden for years and started a series of practices, body-mind practices, mm-hmm. that actually got me out of bed and up and around in my wheelchair and off my wheelchair and into the shower. So whatever you want to do, you can attend to it, you can listen to it, you mm-hmm. can watch other people doing it.
Yes.
And it is just as effective as if you were doing it yourself.
Yes.
From my perspective.
Yes, that's really good for everyone to hear. So there are so many ways we can care for ourselves. Now, I want to show you an image that helps me visualize what I just played with that leg stretch. And let's see if I can do it without like panicking or anything, the technology. And it's a beautiful image that I'm a visual learner, so these things help me quite a lot. And I just want to share this with you and just see what you see and what you, oh, whoops, can you see it? Is that a yes? Can you see? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, share screen.
It went away.
Okay, so I'm gonna go here.
It was there for a moment.
Okay, is that it?
Yes.
Okay, so just take a look, meditate on this. And what do you see? What do you see that's kind of surprising? Does it relate at all to the awareness that I guided you to move your awareness from the back of your leg down to under the foot and all the way up the spine and around the crown of your head? Does that relate at all to what we just played with? This is called the superficial back line, and it's not one muscle, it's a community of muscle, but that's how our body is put together as a community. So when you have back pain, you know, it might have something to do with your legs, It might have something to do with your breath being held. But we can begin to return to these very simple images that support the truth of the flow of direction in our body and the fact that we are whole and connected in ways that we couldn't even imagine. I mean, you could study it, I guess, but does this, can you see how far it goes around the head? All the way to the what? Someone speak up.
To the eyes?
To the eyebrows, yeah. So my niece, who when I showed this to her, she was just like 18 or 19, she goes, wow, so my vision about what direction I want to go in life is related to my feet getting me there. She put that together. I was like, oh my gosh. But there's something about it that's just so cool. And fun when we remember to go there, when we remember to go, oh, down the back of the legs and up the spine and around the crown of the head. So how about you stand up and see if you can map this into your experience. And I'm going to ask you to play with the thought to go down the back of the legs and under the feet and then up the spine. Somewhere in that sit bone area, you don't have to be specific about it anatomically, but see if you can begin to play with that flow down the back of the legs to the feet and up the spine to the crown of your head. And see what happens if you start to walk around with that thought. You have permission to move your eyes and your head. You do not have to hold your head still. But just see what happens when you begin to walk with that awareness. And I'm going to stop the share. I'm just curious to know, is your the quality of movement or your awareness, is it different at all? Knowing that you have that resource available as you're walking. Yes, Anne.
To me, it feels more unified and more flowing, more fluid.
The it being you?
Yes, me.
Okay. Just checking. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, someone else want to say anything? And you just speak up. Okay, Philip. We can't hear you.
I felt it was more of connection to the back.
Okay.
Or the back of the whole body.
Yeah. That's great. And I see people shaking their heads. Can you imagine this being something that you might recall or remember that is the truth of how you're put together? I mean, there's more muscles, but we don't have to know everything. We get to play with what helps us feel whole. So we're playing with this oppositional balance. And the key to changing something that's not feeling good in our body is to make things really simple, easy to remember. And I'm curious to know, do you feel that you could remember the two hands and the two feet and the spine and the head? Do you feel like that's something you could play with? Yeah, because that's your portable affirmation of your flow and your connectedness. And if you remember the smile bowl, then you go, you start to connect with what you love, which connects you into your organ life, your feeling life, so that we're not just muscles and bones, we are emotional, living creatures, organisms, that are responsive to the breathing, our breathing. So I'd like to just end with just a very simple way of giving your breath out to receive the breath in. And if I were to ask you to let the air out, is there an action that your body automatically wants to do before you blow the air out? Someone, yes, Adele, okay? We can't hear you. We can't. I'm sorry. We still can't hear you. I wish I could read lips. Yes, we still can't hear you.
Anyway, body feels whole. My body feels whole.
Your body feels...
I let it out.
Oh, you hold it before you let it out. Ah,
yes.
Interesting.
I kind of let it sit there for a few moments before it comes out.
Oh, well, that's a different kind of thought that I thought you were saying. But yeah, so I would like for us to just practice. We could even keep it really simple and just blow out a slow, steady exhale. So you're focusing on the exhale first. It could be the smallest little exhale. And just go to the natural end and let your lips close and see if that little moment before the air comes back in, can you let it come back in without grabbing it? So just practice a slow, steady breath out your mouth. Your lips will naturally close, and then give it a little bit of time for the air to return through your nose. So we're just being intentional about giving our breath out. We're actually cleaning the toxic air, the carbon dioxide that's in our lungs, out. The lips close because you asked them to, and then without grabbing the air, just let it return. And do that maybe two more times so that you're experiencing the cycle of the breath consciously. And then after you do it that second time, just let your breath return to its normal cycle without you interfering with it. So our thoughts touch our body. Our body touches the support. Our senses touch our body, whether it be our hearing, we're receiving that, we're receiving the light that touches us, connects us to our heart space. So I hope that you have some things that are practical that have to do with being more whole and being more comfortable in being who you are.
Playing from Adele on me.
Hello?
No, that was, sorry, I didn't read.
That's okay. So if you would like to, thank you very much. If you would like to have me send you any information or any of whatever this audio is going to sound like, or any other information, please put your email in the chat. You can also reach me through the ATTGP website. Everyone, all the teachers have their information there, but it is a little bit over. Does anybody have anything they would like to say before we close? Anybody? Jan, did you want to say anything?
I'd like to say thank you.
You're very welcome.
I would also like to thank everyone whose beautiful energy was here supporting us today.
Yeah.
Because right now, I feel like we're becoming more of a garden. And it's wonderful to be a flowering plant in a beautiful garden with the sun shining.
Yeah.
And just having you all here, taking this in and sharing the beautiful guidance that Anne gave us, I now feel I'm opening up to the sun.
Great.
My heart is feeling more received, and I'm appreciating more of life.
That's great. Thank you, Jan. Yeah, so take really good care of yourselves and know that you can affect the quality inside your body with your thoughts and with where you flow them. And you can bring your hand to your head. Yeah, and you can say, I remember you. You're the one that made my spine feel new a few moments ago. So you have the ability to reconnect over and over and over again, because I will guarantee you will go here, and then you go, oh my goodness, I have choice. You'll go here, and oh my goodness, I have choice. It's a cycle of being human. So I could talk forever, so I'll just... Okay, so I haven't been reading any of the chats, so I'm going to do that, and I think I have to read them before I sign off, or else I won't be able to read them. So thank you so much, and have a beautiful day. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. You're so welcome. Yeah.